Roosevelt after inauguration. Immediately after the inauguration, Roosevelt appeared on the White House balcony, dressed in the purple robes of a Roman emperor, and leading a blind, toothless lion on a gold chain. Hogg called his constituents to come and get their appointments. The constituents rushed up, grunting and squealing like the hogs they were. Men who had gone gray and toothless in the faithful service of their country were summarily dismissed in the grossest terms, like, "You're fired, you old fuck, get your piles out of here." And in many cases, thrown bodily out of their offices. Hoodlums and riffraffs of the lowest caliber filled the highest offices of the land. When the Supreme Court overruled some of the legislation perpetrated by this vile rout, Roosevelt forced that august body, one after the other, on threat of immediate reduction to the rank of congressional laboratory attendants, to submit to intercourse with a purple-ass baboon. So that venerable, honored men surrendered themselves to the embraces of a lecherous, snarling simian, while Roosevelt and his strumpet wife and the veteran brown-nosed Harry Hopkins, smoking a communal hookah of hashish, watched the lamentable spectacle with cackles of obscene laughter. Justice Blackstrap succumbed to a rectal hemorrhage on the spot. But Roosevelt only laughed and said coarsely, "Plenty more where that came from." Hopkins, unable to contain himself, rolled on the floor in sycophantic convulsion, saying over and over, "You're killing me, Chief, you're killing me." And Roosevelt then appointed the baboon to replace Justice Blackstrap, diseased. So henceforth, the proceedings of the court were carried on with a screeching simian, shitting and pissing and masturbating on the table, and not infrequently leaping on one of the justices and tearing him to shreds. "He's entering a vote of dissent," Roosevelt would say with an evil chuckle. The vacancies so created were invariably filled by simians, so that in the course of time, the Supreme Court came to consist of 9 purple-ass baboons. And Roosevelt, claiming to be the only one able to interpret their decisions, thus gained control of the highest tribunal in the land. Then Roosevelt gave himself over to such vile and unrestrained conduct as is shameful to speak of. He instituted a series of contests designed to promulgate the lowest acts and instincts of which the human species is capable. There was a most unsavory act contest, a cheapest trick contest, molest a child week, turn in your best friend week, professional stool pigeons disqualified, and the coveted title of all-around vilest man of the year. Roosevelt was convulsed with such hate for the species as it is that he wished to grade it beyond recognition. "I'll make that cocksucker's glad to mutate," he would say, looking off into space as if seeking new frontiers of depravity. So let us all scan the horizons for new frontiers of depravity. This is the space age, and we are here to go. Yeah.